T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. With me here today to cover a variety of topics is Charles Ho. Charles came prepared today to discuss a topic on how to manage your staff in your apartment complexes and how to develop your team around you. And I'm going to interrupt that conversation first by going over something that people have been pounding me with all week long. They've got me to succumb to the desire to cover some negative economic information that's come out for Dallas. And since Charles is from Dallas, I think that's a perfect person to discuss this information with. So I'm going to go ahead and cover it. And unlike what would be considered normal radio rules, I'm going to read some stuff right off of the page because I cannot articulate it any better than just straight right out of the material, because it's a lot of factual type statements. So I'm just going to go ahead and read it out to Charles here so that he can prepare himself to conversate on it. So it states, Dallas' once vibrant housing market is sputtering. In the high-end subdivisions in the suburb of Frisco, builders are cutting prices on new homes by up to $150,000 per home. On one street alone, $4 million of new homes sat empty on a visit earlier this month. Some home builders are so desperate to attract interest, they're offering agents the chance to win Louis Vuitton handbags and Super Bowl tickets with round-trip airfare if their clients buy a home. Yet fresh-baked cookies sit uneaten, sparingly attending these open houses. The U.S. economy just had one of its best six-month stretches in a decade, as unemployment rates hovered around its lowest level in half a century. Still, along with recent swoons in stock market, the housing market, which makes up one-sixth of the U.S. economy, has been troubling weak spot. U.S. existing home sales have declined on an annual basis for 8 straight months, the longest slump in more than 4 years, according to the National Association of Realtors report Wednesday. The slowdown has driven by places that have earlier seen some of the strongest price growth during the recovery, including Seattle, Denver, New York, Boston, and Bay Area. Dallas, which had the second strongest annual increase in employment of any metro area in the country, is one of these areas that's having the hardest turnaround. Even though the economy in the sprawling metro area has boomed, home prices has grown much faster than wages buyers have been sustaining to afford homes. Those price challenges have been masked in part by access to cheap credit. But the era is coming to an end. Since the beginning of the year, mortgage rates have risen about a percentage point to the highest level since 2011. We have this huge affordability crisis, says Ted Wilson, principal of Residential Strategies, Dallas consulting firm. With mortgage rates going higher, we're hitting a ceiling. New and existing home sales in Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan area fell 3.6% in October compared with a year earlier. According to the Real Estate Center for Texas A&M University, while the median home price growth slowed to less than half of the pace a year ago, Dallas has been the canary in the mine shaft, according to Paige Shipp, regional director of some metro study, a consultant in home builders. Homes are taking longer to sell. Bidding wars are rare and price cuts are more common as buyers absorb the impact of the higher rates. Dallas is one of the markets where affordability has gotten further out of whack with historic norms. The metro area avoided the last housing boom with Home values from 97 through 2006 rising a moderate 2.5% a year on average, according to Zillow, where other places they rose as much as 26% as a whole. So, Charles, here we sit. Let's see what we can make out of some of this stuff. First of all, we'll talk about the fact that there is this lowering of the number of new homes sold, especially on these mansions, these big expensive houses. That particularly doesn't affect me at all. It doesn't bother me at all in the macro sense. In fact, when they said there's no bidding wars, I actually think that's probably a good thing. In other words, it's been a seller's market so strongly that now, you know, they put something on the market, somebody's got to buy it. Before, people were bidding the prices up, paying more than what the list price was, which I think is a ridiculous position to be in. So I'm not really worried by that aspect of it, that it's no longer a seller's market. I'm not worried about it as an apartment owner because of the fact that if people aren't buying these homes and if they can't build affordable housing, which is the next segment of this article, which I didn't even cover in the last segment, which is that they can't build affordable housing anymore, that those people don't have any place to live except our apartments. All of this doesn't seem to scare me too much other than, and I brought this up last segment, that maybe it's a trigger, maybe it's a point. You know, everything on a pendulum, if a pendulum swings back and forth, the pendulum has to peak before it can come back down. Maybe we peaked. How you see this? Charles Ho, liver and master of the Dallas market. How do you see all this?
Hey, great to be here with you, Dale. Actually, I want to go back to what you said in the first, I think it was two, three sentences, and it's just drew on that just a little bit. I think it's that one street had $4 million in new homes empty on a visit. Okay, so picture this in your mind, $4 million worth of new homes, okay? How many houses do you actually see? Okay, and then I'm going to go back to about one another sentence before that. The builders are cutting prices by $150,000 each. Okay, how expensive does a house have to be able to cut $150,000?
Are you telling me these houses if cost $1 million a piece, Charles? Are you alluding to the fact that this is four houses maybe on that street that cost $1 million each? Is that what you're saying?
There you go. What's a big deal? Four houses on one street in a new subdivision.
Very good point. Very, very good point. That's a, you pulled that one out of your hat. That's a good one. So what else do you see? How else do you read this article? Well, is there anything in it? Is anything at all interesting, or is it just the natural marketplace of they've just kept building and raising the prices and building the raising the prices, and finally, hey, they've gone too far. Is it on the builders and not on the buyers? Is it really a builder problem, not a buyer problem?
Well, when you have builders that continue to raise prices because the demand was there, not because your costs are truly higher, then eventually you're artificially inflating the price. And at some point, the consumers will come back and say, you're just too high, I can't buy. And they will have to make adjust their prices. This just may be as simple as that, okay? I don't know the true economic behind on the builder side, but the first thing I got out of this was, wait a minute, four or five houses on one street, what is the big deal, okay? And then from there, the writer pulled these numbers from left and right, but it seems like everything is about the last two, three quarters. We haven't seen a larger picture of it at all. And at the same time, Frisco, Plano, Dallas area, these are hot booming markets with hundreds of thousands of people moving in on an annual basis. This may be a temporary situation. We haven't seen enough to be able to say this will sustain.
Well, let's say it doesn't sustain. It is definitely a change in market conditions. So how do you see that change affecting anything that you're doing out there at all? Or is it just a non sequitur? It means nothing.
It means nothing to us whatsoever because we invest into Class B, Class C apartments. That's mostly working class to slightly white collar environment. And people need a place to stay. They need a roof over their head. Yes, maybe that a one bedroom apartment instead of a single individual, instead maybe a small family that just newly married. The situation more or less is, okay, these you're quoting large $1 million homes. That's not your typical environment. That's not your typical working class. Let's push that aside. Let's kind of look at just the working class. If it's working class, then what's the average income in the Dallas market? And in Frisco, in Plano, the average income medium for households are over $90,000 each. Okay? $90,000 in the old way of traditional rule of thumb calculation, $90,000 a year can buy them a $270,000 home. If the starter homes are at that price, they can still afford to buy those homes. And more new families are dual income nowadays. So that means their income can go even higher. They can buy even more homes. So if you were 90,000, let's just say we add 50% only instead of multiplied by two, we're saying somewhere around $140,000. $140,000 times three, that is what, $420,000 worth of a home they could afford.
Okay.
I don't know where this article is trying to.
We'll come back to that because there's more on exactly what you're talking about, the median price, the median sales price, and so on and so forth. We'll cover that when we come back. Guys, 877-711-5211. If you want to call and ask Charles and myself a question, get on the phone now. We'll be right back. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty Magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com to access our free live training event schedule. Get your path to retirement in just one day at the country's largest wealth and passive income expo, Saturday, April 27th. Gain one-on-one access to hundreds of industry experts, realtors, lenders, property and asset managers, apartment owners, real estate syndication, and trade professionals. Meet national radio host, multimillionaire real estate investor, and mentor to the top award-winning investors in the country, Del Walmsley. Use promo code EXPO19 and attend for just $10. That's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Promo code EXPO19.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Michael Solick. And in the first segment, you were listening to Charles Ho and Dell talk about house prices and how they're going up and some of the average prices up in Plano and so forth. And I was doing some research and looking at them for, just from our perspective. And did you know that the average house, the median house price in November of 1988 was $137,000? Compare that to what you just paid for your most recent house or the one you're in now. And in 2008, just to give you an idea how the market is moving, because we always talk about how the value of homes goes up about every 20 years. And that was $290,000 in 2008. And here just recently in November of 2018, The average median home price in the United States is $362,400. No wonder people are renting and moving into apartments. The cost of home building and what builders charge and what materials have gone up has just gotten kind of out of sight. Well, as I say, this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Michael Solik, and today we're discussing the Lifestyles Unlimited Roadmap to Your Financial Freedom. And the topic we're going to discuss in this segment is family dynamics and real estate investing. And that will encompass things like income streams, single family equity capture, cash flow example that we have. And if we have time, we'll get into some more on multifamily as well. Well, in the dynamics that occur in retirement savings or just overall house purchases, think about the things that people talk about. You know, it's either money, kids, timing, quality time, you know, pet peeves, the in-laws, things like that. But when it comes to real estate, a lot of times people don't talk about how that works differently than, say, for example, an employer plan. And if you think about it this way, when men look at a relationship and they're working, all they're trying to do is do better. They're doing the best they can. And you have to have a map. But if a guy doesn't have a good map, he's going to fail. But when it comes to women, trust and security is the key. So you've got to pay attention to what matters to have a great relationship. This is why we really like having both people that come to our free workshop or two-day workshop come together so they can decide together, they can plan together, and they can win together. So let's talk about a couple of dynamics that go on in the family and ask a couple of simple questions. And you might want to ask these when you go home and talk to your better half. What are the details that we want to have for our financial freedom plan? What's going on? What age do we want to retire? What age would we like to go on that big trip? What's the timing and execution to that? You know, how are we going to go about reducing our bills or raising our income to meet our needs and desires? Everybody's got to do that at one point and say, how is it that we want to have our lives look? And do we have enough money to do that? And where should we go? Where should we travel? What are your dreams and ambitions? You know, what should we enjoy and reward ourselves? I'm not talking just days at a time or that three-day weekend. I'm talking weeks or months at a time. You've even heard Dell's getting married here this year and talking about going to Greece for an extended period of time. That sounds like a great time, but he set himself up with passive income, and you can too. Sure, these are questions are a great start, and they're almost always important on what you need to think about in your retirement plans rather than just simple things that you have to go over, like what next car are you going to buy. But getting in front of the specifics of what each of the partners in a relationship has as retirement dreams or how they can blend together with each other's ideas into one single focus plan and something you created together is where it starts. Well, to give you an example of how out of whack this could be, Fidelity Investments actually thought back in 2015 that they should conduct a couple's retirement study. So you might find this interesting. About these decision-making process, what happened is they polled people and 72% of the people said that they communicate exceptionally or very well. And a larger 90% of couples said that starting a conversation about budget for the house, savings, investment, wills, things like that, and estate planning wasn't all that difficult. However, here's the truth. About half of the couples disagreed on their exact retirement age, and 48% said they had no idea how much they were going to need in their current retirement lifestyle. See, couples want to be valued. Each person wants to contribute. So if you're a couple and each one of you makes, say, $60,000 or $75,000 a year, we're talking about a lot of EP, earning potential. That's really significant. I hope you take the time to get it right, because if you have a joint income like that, that's $150,000 a year. That's a lot of money going through your fingers every year that you would like to be able to set in place so you know what to do with it. So five of the things to discuss all really revolve around being a couple. And working on taking stock of each other's wishes and dreams can lead to retirement bliss. Well, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about some more ideas about family dynamics and taking action. We're going to talk about the ways to do that with single family and multifamily real estate. And we're going to talk about some of the ideas that you can put in place to have yourself a great retirement lifestyle. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Give us a call at 877-711-5211.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Michael Solick, and today we've been discussing the Lifestyles Unlimited Roadmap to Your Financial Freedom. And our first segment, we were listening to Dell and Charles Ho. I wanted you to hear that because of the pricing changes that have gone up, and we justified how that was with some detailed specs on how that was since 1988. And now in our third segment, we're going to go through some more on the family dynamics and questions you should be asking and go over some of the things you might want to do to manage those family dynamics, easy for me to say, and cover some of the things on income streams. And let's talk about what that means. If you're in a family situation, I think a good quote would probably serve ourselves really well right now. You know, one of the greatest discoveries a man can make, one of his great surprises, is to find out what he was afraid he couldn't do. Henry Ford. So tackling what you're afraid of in planning your future life outcome, you should probably take on the first thing on your list to attack, the thing that you most don't want to attack. What's your financial freedom supposed to look like? What's your family heritage going to look like? The legacy, things like that. And if you want to bring in your conversation to the radio show today, give us a call at 877-711-5211. That's 877-711-5211. Or send me an email at askmichael@luinc.com. Well, we all have a certain amount of weakness, right? We're not good at everything, but it's a common defense mechanism for our brain to shield us against anything that's too hard to follow. So if you follow people like Dale Carnegie, think of it this way. Inaction breeds doubt and fear, but action breeds confidence and courage. So if you want to conquer your fear that you're not sure if you want to do something new, like real estate over your family plan at your employer, don't just sit at home and think about it. Go out and get busy. Go out and find out what else there is. Get educated. Because, see, many people just have an aversion to even talking about a financial plan because it reminds them oftentimes of their mortality. But if you work with a professional that's skilled in multiple areas, and I'm not talking just stocks or bonds, you can get the whole picture. Because if you just talk to a salesman, which is most of the time a lot of financial planners, they're not going to show you anything but a stock or a bond. But if you have to learn what the whole picture, what are your options? Because it really comes down to this. Do you want to earn 8, 7, 8, 9, 10% like the market gives you and the concerns you have keeping you up at night? Or would you rather look at 50 to 300% rates of return? And that's no joke. Those are just what we see on a regular basis because real estate pays on the investments that we have in five different ways. And I'll talk about a couple of those here in a minute. So you have to learn how to utilize compound interest and how these valuations work with real estate because there's leverage. You've got a dollar that goes in for $1 a stock you buy. You have a dollar that goes in real estate or multifamily apartments, and it gets you $5. So you're already that much better. See, the reality is that our biggest potential to grow wealth isn't saving in a 401k. But one way is by investing in ourselves and our ability to do work. So you educate yourself, you improve yourself. You could start a business. That's what single-family real estate or multifamily real estate is. It's a business, and we treat it like that. You need to create what we call as multiple income streams that's going to make you more money to be able to fulfill the dreams we're talking about in the second segment. Even if you spent as little as $2,000 or more on yourself to attend courses that are out there, even at a local college to learn the language, that's an improvement, not a comparison to just staying the same way. On all those, you're going to win because you're working on yourself more than you're working on your job, and people are going to be attracted to who you become when you improve yourself. So let's not just let anything strike, you know, don't strike out and like the famous slugger Babe Ruth. You know, Babe Ruth had 1,330 strikeouts, but he had 714 home runs and 2,200 RBIs. So you got to keep swinging at the bat. See, the basic mission of Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited is designed to educate people that, just like you, average regular folks that are looking for a way out of their normal business, their way of life, something that's going to be different, that will put them into orbit different than what they've had, because it's not working. I know it isn't. And then people won't learn until they don't know about the early financial freedom programs and come to one of our free workshops. Well, we're coming up against our break, so we're going to talk about income streams when we come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about how there's some contrast between IRAs and 401ks, and get into some more things about single family rentals and how to grow your business with single family properties. This is Michael at Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network. Give us a call at 877-711-5211. That's 877-711-5211. Or send me an email at askmichael@luinc.com. That's askmichael@luinc.com. We'll be back after the break with more of our radio show, so stay with us.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. You've heard about people owning or investing in apartments and replacing their income, living the lifestyle they want. Wonder how they did it? Now you can come see for yourself. Go to multifamilymasterstour.com. Join Del Walmsley, America's most successful investor educator, Friday, April 26th, the largest apartment bus tour of its kind. Ride and learn how to close the gap on your retirement with apartments, what a profitable property looks like in person and on paper, which path is right for you, lead, passive, or independent owner, and whatever you want at the open Q&A. Seating is limited. Go to multifamilymasterstour.com.
Talk 1370.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Michael Solek. Glad you're with us today. And we're talking about our conversation today with family dynamics and real estate investing using single-family real estate for early retirement. And in this segment, we're going to cover some examples of the different ways that real estate makes money. And those five ways, if you aren't familiar, is there's really five ways primarily in single-family that real estate makes money. That would be cash flow when you have a tenant pay your mortgage and you have an expenses, say $1,000 for rent and say $600 for your mortgage and expenses, you just made $400 in cash flow. Well, that's $4,800 a year that you would make on one single family house. So let's say you bought an $80,000 home, a rental home, and you put $20,000 down, and your lender is going to include the $10,000 to improve the house in the loan for that improvement value, and you're going to make it the best product, the best price in that neighborhood. And you have probably around $4,000 in closing costs, so you're all into the property around $100,000. So now the $80,000 property that you just put in $10,000 to fix it up is going to be worth, if you selected the right neighborhood, probably around $130,000, $140,000, all fixed up. That's a pretty huge gain. Can you do that with any of your stocks, you know, Tesla or Exxon or AT&T? I don't think so. But this is how you can create wealth, my friends. So 140,000 minus 100,000 all in, that's 40,000 of equity capture. So that 40,000 just showed you one of only five ways, plus I just mentioned as we went into the show, of the income that you can make. So if you have one single family house, just like this, that's paying you $4,800 a year, which is $400 a month of income, you just learned about equity capture and cash flow. So if you have one house with $4,800 a year, just think if you were able to scale up a business that you would own that we would teach you within Lifestyles Unlimited, 10 homes is $48,000. So are you making $50,000 a year? Well, I just showed you how to replace 100% of your income. It's actually a little more than that because most of this, if not all of it, is tax-free income. So $48,000 is probably closer to $60,000 of income with tax-free income from rental income through the depreciation and some of the other things. And the equity capture, we talked about that $40,000. At some point, you can refinance that out tax-free also. And the nice thing about real estate is it's very flexible. There's a lot of give and take in it. So you can make modest changes or little things, tweaks in here and there, and it treats you fine. We make money in up and down markets. So single family rentals are awesome. If you want to create a fortune very fast, and Dell always talks about this from 2 to 5 years, we have people do that all the time. And to make things simple, Lifestyles Unlimited has actually got this premier vendor list of suppliers from any of the services you need to create this business, so you don't have to do it yourself. We don't work in the business. We work on the business. We don't recommend painting. We don't recommend working on the roof. We don't recommend changing the floor out or any of that stuff. That's why we have vendors to do that. Well, if you had 20 houses and you scaled up from the $48,000 I just told you about with 10, you know, that's $96,000 a year. I think most of us can live on that, right? That's how you create wealth for yourself. You're not going to see that kind of wealth capture in, say, your employer plan. It's going to take you, and I read this in the Millionaire Next Door book, that it took the average millionaire 32 years to create $1 million. 32 years. Here we see people do it all the time, and 5, 7 is a long time. So just imagine if you could have a way that you could do that with your income now, and you do, you just have to get yourself to one of our free workshops. We'll show you how that works. So give us a call at 877-711-5211, and we can talk some more about that in the next segment because we're coming up to, against the break shortly. But we also have a program called Multifamily. So if you've spent and saved, or if you've saved at least $25,000 or more, you can choose multifamily apartments. Most of the time we recommend around $50,000 to $75,000 to get involved in multifamily apartments, realistically. But the valuation is so much stronger there because all you have to do, for example, is if you just took and reduced the cost of operation of a multifamily apartment, or you increase the income by things like raising the rent or creating a value for your tenants by just 10%. So we increased the value by just 10%. Your money that you have invested, that $50,000, $75,000 in an apartment complex, will double in just 1 to 3 years. That's a little better than the stock market. But when we come back after the break, I've got some other additional ideas that we can talk about that have to do with cost segregation and how we can improve our valuations in these apartments. So give us a call at 877-711-5211. That's 877-711-5211. This is the Lifestyle Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and I'm your host, Michael. So give us a call, 877-711-5211.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Michael Solick, and we've been talking about family dynamics and real estate investing using single family and multifamily. And just before the break, we were talking about how multifamily apartments can double your money very quickly by using just the valuation plan that Dell Walmsley has created here and what the banks do when they work with us. And we were about to get into multifamily cost segregation, but we have a caller in line from Philip in Dallas. Philip, this is Michael Solick at Lifestyles Unlimited. How are you today, and how can I help?
Fantastic. Thank you. I had a quick question.
Sure.
So a lot of this has to do with valuation. When I look at, for instance, other investments, typically they look at cash in versus cash out.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work in real estate and your proposals on single families or multifamily as far as the types of cash that you put in and you get out and a time frame?
Yeah, that's exactly what we talk about. Good question, Philip. And for those of you that Philip's what he's asking is, the way valuation works in, let's take single family, for example, if you put in $20,000, like our example, and you have an $80,000 home, you just doubled your money. That's 100%, right, Philip?
An evaluation, but can you actually sell it for 160, right? I mean, that's
well, the
property,
yeah, the valuation, see, we have something called after repaired value. So you buy a house and we teach that you should buy it below market or better than, you don't want to pay retail or just we let them go by. So the whole idea behind this is you use the Lifestyles Unlimited realtors to help you locate where they are, or if you have a line on them yourself, but just, you know, want to buy them correctly. And we actually have software that helps people show them exactly what their value is going to be, because they're all over the board. I can't just say that it's this or that. I use just kind of middle of the road examples that we see every day at Lifestyles Unlimited. And that's only one thing, because I could go down literally a list, Philip, for you, and I don't have time necessarily to do that on the radio, but if you wanted to send me an email at askmichael@luinc.com, I can actually do a specific one with you if you have one in mind, or direct you to somebody. But the bottom line is, with cash flow, you simply, if you make $4,800, you divide that, the amount you made, into the amount you put down. That'll give you a rate of return. And you do that with everything, including the taxes that you pay. If you save money on taxes, if you save money on depreciation, there's a whole way to do that based on what you earn, five different ways. We actually have a video with Mr. Horn on the radio that you can go to at the Lifestyles Unlimited website. He's featured on the front cover when you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, and he actually walks through this whole exact value and the how much you make and so forth. Does that answer your question?
It does. It does. And I guess thank you for the information. I guess a lot of this has to do with finding that undervalued asset, making mm-hmm. sure that you go underneath market value so you have right. that immediate, you know, appreciation, even when the real estate market may be going down or not, you secure your return on investment.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Exactly. And that's critical. We don't buy. It's just like anything. We don't feel pressured to do any of this. It's if it makes sense. We see opportunities come up all the time. And what's interesting is once you join Lifestyles Unlimited, you literally get emails in your mailbox every single day of properties from our group. It's just crazy. I mean, it's like you're going to run out of money in probably the first month because there's so many opportunities. That's just the way it is. That's the way they set it up. It's amazing. But come to one of the free workshops. I really encourage you to do that because they'll teach you all of this and how they do it even more detail if that's good. Are you in Dallas, right?
I am.
Yeah. They actually on February 21st, March 2nd, March 7th, if you go to the website, lifestylesunlimited.com, they're like at 6:30 at night, 9 in the morning, or Saturdays sometimes. They'll have them on Saturdays at 9 in the morning up in Dallas.
Fantastic. Look forward to it.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate your call today. And also, we had Bob that had called earlier. He was wondering when one of the sets, our free workshops were, and he was in the Plano area. And I was saying, Bob, if you're still listening, go to the website, as I was just telling Philip, and come to one of the free workshops. The valuation that I think he was talking about, too, I want to just get into that before we close out. The valuation, because of how you have economies of scale in multifamily, which is different than single family, is even greater because you, like if you have a 100-unit apartment complex, and Philip, if you're still on the line, this is quite amazing. You'll want to come and see how this works, is if you buy a property that's 100 units and you raise the rent just $100 times 100 apartments, is $12,000 a month. And $12,000 a month times 10,000 a month, and then it's times 12 months is $120,000. So the bank will look at that, and they have 10-time valuation on that, which is $1.2 million on a 100-unit apartment complex. So you want to come and learn how that's done. I know I went through that quickly, but it's actually incredible when you think, how can you take savings you have out of your 401k and reposition it in a much, much better place to invest. Well, we're coming up at the end of the show. It's been fun today. I know we had some quick comments there about some interesting properties, and you can see more of that if you come to a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop. This has been great. I'm glad you joined us today. It's always fun to have you on the radio. So remember, at Lifestyles Unlimited, it's not the money, people. It's all about the lifestyle. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.